It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We have three stories of a changing economy this morning. The first involves a frequent guest on this program. Tina Brown won a reputation for hiring great reporters and gaining them attention in the magazines that she edited. And for years, the media have intently tracked the ups and downs of Brown's career. Her biggest success in recent years was founding the news site The Daily Beast. Now the parent company faces financial trouble, and Brown says she's leaving. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
Tina Brown has edited some of the most prestigious publications around, Vanity Fair, The New Yorker, and Tattler. 5 years ago, she helped found The Daily Beast, a news and opinion website. Now she says she's leaving to do what she calls theatrical journalism before live audiences.
What really turns me on is being able to do flash news debates about things that people really want to talk about.
This is something Brown has been doing with her team from The Daily Beast. She's produced live events on women, national security, art, and film. With Tina Brown Live Media, she plans to expand to other topics around the country and internationally.
What we do is we find the most interesting mix of people, whether it's journalists or sometimes from culture or from movies or from television, and we mix them together in ways that are unexpected.
Brown says she's leaving The Daily Beast in good hands, but her exit also comes amidst criticism of having spent so much money on the website while at the same time pushing to buy Newsweek. The merger has reportedly lost $60 million for parent company IAC. In April, IAC owner Barry Diller told Bloomberg News he regretted the merger.
I wish I hadn't bought Newsweek. It was a mistake.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.